from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
The Heathley Media Group Station, home of the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
Getting
me through America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
You know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your
nothing.
That stuff.
Oh my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added
I,
that.
I
yes,
didn't even
you
know
did.
It.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Happy Monday, September 24th, 2018. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. My name is Manny.
My name is Roy.
And I'm Loren.
Sorry for the delay. I'm still trying to get adjusted.
I thought you just forgot your name.
No,
My name is Roy?
You have a Roy question mark? No, I have to. Let me tell you the setup I have over here. So, with my headphones, I got to put my jack into the hole. You know?
Okay.
I got to put it halfway in, halfway out.
Because it's janky.
It's janky, and then sometimes that doesn't work, so I got to, like, twist it and fedangle it until I can hear you guys.
Why don't you have the engineers look at that?
Mine used to be the same way. I finally got a quarter inch that is, like, works.
Yeah, I'm okay with janky. You know what I'm saying? I've accepted it. I've embraced it.
My life is janky.
Yeah.
By Roy Brown.
I got to put it halfway in, halfway out, twist it around a little bit.
Long weekend.
Like hokey pokey.
Roy's jack is janky.
Yeah.
Panthers won yesterday. I think we need a Monday morning song.
All right.
Welcome to your Monday, everybody. So much going on here on the MRL show. Roy, why don't you tell everyone what we have. In fact, hold on a second. Where is that? Where's that that piece that we can use for what we have to give away?
Oh, it's I don't know if it's in the system, though, because it's a... Here, you want me to pull it up this way? Hang on.
Can we do that? Loren, we're going to be really professional.
Okay.
Hold on, everybody.
Let me ask Nicole where she put it.
Nicole, where's that piece that we use that says, hey, here's...
All right, so go to my folder.
Uh-huh.
And then what?
Promos. And then parts.
He said promos and then parts. Let me find the
promos. P's. The picks. You're going the wrong way. Do you know the
alphabet? Oh, boy.
He was going P-M-N.
All right. And then here's what you... Okay, you ready?
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, hold on. Here we go.
How's it going?
Well, not good. All right, here we go. All right, you ready, Roy?
Kiss 95.1. Here's what you can win from the MRL Morning Show.
$500 with Wake Up and Win. We also got tickets to Tweety Ghost Train at Tweety Railroad and Blowin' Rock and NASCAR tickets for this weekend. Nonstop winning with the MRL Morning Show.
Amen.
On Kiss 95.1.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did I do a good job?
I love that piece.
I love that piece too. Although it's very beachy. Makes me feel like I'm on a highland.
Yeah. Yeah, the Roval is happening this weekend up in Concord at the Raceway, and we have tickets for you today. In a little game since fall, essentially kicked off on Saturday, first day of fall, Loren brought in some boots, so it's called the booty game. And so left boot will have a prize in it, and right boot will have a prize in it, and one of the boots will have the NASCAR tickets.
Oh, cool. Okay, that's very cool.
The booty game.
I love the booty games.
Yeah. Well, we had a great weekend. The three of us, along with Jessica and our sales department, went on the Funny Bus. And actually, Roy's boyfriend Sterling was there as well.
Yeah, it was a blast, man.
Yeah, we did. We had a great time. The Funny Bus was a lot of fun. We met a couple beforehand who had gone on.
Yeah, they went, I guess, on the 4 o'clock bus. And they had just had a baby, a little 5-month-old. It was their anniversary, so that's what they did for their anniversary.
I'll tell you what, they looked bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for having a 5-month-old.
I know.
Really?
Yeah. They said they weren't sleeping either.
Yeah. But the Funny Bus it was great. It was a great night. If you don't know anything about it, you can head over to the website, kiss951.com. I'm sure we have info there, or it's just a Charlotte Funny Bus.
It's definitely good if you're new to town.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the comedy tour. They call it the Charlotte Funny Bus, Charlotte's comedy tour. And the comedian gets up and, like Roy said, he gives you some facts.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's also funny as hell.
You know, my favorite part of it is, don't know if it's probably a common favorite part, but it's this area that it's an underpass that people did, like, the history of Charlotte. They painted the history of Charlotte, and no one's graffitied it, which is really nice.
Right by Heist Brewery.
Yeah.
And I heard Roy and Sterling get into a little tiff as we passed it on the bus because the comedian made, he was saying, you know, these artists were so well respected that nobody is graffitied over it. And I heard Roy go, I know what I'm doing tonight. Yeah. And Sterling went, I mean, nuts on him.
In my spray can. Ooh, MRL tag of that. I'm just kidding.
The other thing that was really cool is we found, like, he pointed out a bunch of places where there's, like, good food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of the places are cash only.
Yeah.
And
that's what the best food in this town is, with some shady business practices.
Like Price's Chicken, which is right down the road from us. They're cash only.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Brooks Sandwich Shop.
Yeah, Brooks. That's what it was.
Yeah, we got to try that place. He swears that there's a place called Brooks Sandwich Shop.
And get this. They only open until, like, 2 o'clock, too.
It's way over there.
Come on, they're getting a free plug.
Yeah, it's open, like, from morning till 2, so it's even, and it's weekdays, so it's, like, difficult to get to. You really were adamant to get the plug pill.
Yeah, it's, I'm OCD over
it. All the way across the studio.
Yeah, what goes on?
I don't know.
Can you tape it? Why don't you tape it there, Lorraine?
I'm going to put a big note on my side of the desk that says, do not move anything over here. Like, who sits here after we leave?
I don't know. I don't know what goes on, because then the arms on my chair is, like, lowered.
Yeah,
my chair's, like, different, too.
We're the only 3-person show. Everyone else is, like, single jocking. Like, right, who's in the studio?
I'm pretty sure Goldilocks came through and moved everybody's stuff.
You know what we should do? Like, the Tonight Show, we should put, like, dust covers over our chairs and microphones when we're not doing the show.
Yeah, that'd be funny. All right. Well, so, yeah, we did have a great time. And then Roy went out with Sterling for his birthday. Afterwards,
that part wasn't good. I got sick. It wasn't good.
You poor guy.
I know, it was bad.
So did you call the night early?
I did.
I tried to hang in there, though.
I did. I really tried, and Sterling ended up having to do the rest of it. I went to 2 bars. I think that's good for someone who was sick.
Mm-hmm. And then so he stayed out with his friends?
Yes.
Good, so he still had a night.
Yeah, he still had a night.
And then Loren got the pass for the night as a mom for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And you went to a friend's party.
I did.
And I saw a video of you. Was that you dancing on the bar?
No.
That wasn't you?
No.
Somebody was wearing shorts like you?
Mm-mm. I was home by 11. I left at like, no, I probably left there at 11. I was home by 11:30.
Hmm.
What does it mean she was wearing shorts like you?
Well, I had denim shorts on when we were on the bus.
Oh,
I had
jorts
on. But no, my girlfriend who was throwing the party texted me the next day, and she was like, so my husband found me in the front yard next to a pile of puke at 1 a.m.
Oh,
and I was like,
gosh.
That's a fireball duty, and that's why I left at 11.
Well, somebody posted a video of that party, Roy, and somebody was dancing on the bar, and they had shorts on like Lorraine. That's why, and I couldn't see the face.
She had dark hair, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, wow,
that's
Lorraine's
a party right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I knew she was going to. She was all in.
Listen, I've been out with Lorraine when we were all getting drunk, and she jumped on top of a pool table.
Yes, that has happened.
Yeah, it's not. She jumps on items and dances. That's her thing. Well, hopefully you guys had a great weekend, too. Like we said, we got so much to give away, including $500 in Wake Up and Win, which is a great contest. So many people are winning money here locally in the Carolinas. $500 a day. My gosh. That's big money.
It's a lot of money. I don't know how we're keeping the lights on.
I don't know. You don't know. I got a golf tournament today that I'm playing in, and I'm terrible, so there's that for Eastwood Homes and Levine Children's Hospital.
You know
Hospital.
What, though? When it's a charity event, it's just for fun. Like, nobody really...
I've already forgotten something. Like, I'm supposed to... You have to wear a collared shirt on the golf course, Roy.
Oh, you don't have a collared shirt?
I don't have it. I do. It's in, but I put it in the wash because it was wrinkled, so I walked out without it.
So you're buying one at the pro shop today?
Maybe. Or you know what I was thinking about doing was marching down to the corner there where Walter and Leslie sit and seeing if I can get, because the old one I have is a CBS Radio, our old company. Like, I want a Beasley one with the cool Beats by Beasley logo.
Do you think they wear your size down there?
We'll see.
Okay.
You think there's one just chilling in the office?
There might be.
Okay.
Yeah, you're very hopeful.
Uh-huh. I am.
So
if not, I'm going to hit Caroline up and be like, hey, can you send me one? The owner of our company.
And you're because you got to leave the show early.
Ooh, do that. Yeah, like 9:30. Yeah.
So are you going to go down there and say, hey, I'm leaving early too, or are you going to leave that part out? Are you going to tell your boss that you're jumping out?
Actually, I think Walter's okay as long as you're leaving early. What is it?
No
it
way.
Better be golf.
Yeah, but Walter would want to play with you.
Yeah.
No, he probably wouldn't. I don't want to play with you. You're a hack. You suck. Yeah, you're a hack out there.
I got to follow you around the whole golf course.
So we got to talk about this new... You've heard of helicopter parenting, right, Loren?
Yeah.
Well, now there's a new term for a parent, and it's a type of parent that goes to the school to bring their kids something. It's a new term. We'll discuss it, and we'll see, Loren, if maybe one day you'll become one of these parents. Coming up in under 10 minutes. Hello and welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We met so many people for some reason this weekend that were fans of the show. I mean, not for some reason. For some reason, they were out a lot this weekend. I ran into a bunch of people.
Fans of the show, I invited some of them out to Sterling's birthday.
Cool.
And then, so they came out for Sterling's birthday to Rosemont, and then they popped their tire in the parking lot. Their tire went flat.
Oh, no.
That was a whole thing.
Are you responsible for that now?
I don't know.
Well, you did invite them.
I did. And then, like, the next day, they had to come back because they had to leave the car overnight. And the lug nuts were, like, stripped, and so they couldn't get the tire off. It was a whole thing.
Who were these people?
Hmm. The listeners. DMs.
But you obviously kept up with them.
Yeah,
the next
they're calm.
Day.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I thanked them for coming out and stuff.
All right. Well, if you see any of us, make sure you say hi. Okay, there's that. Hey, so there is a new phenomenon with parents out there. And moms and dads, I know my wife is awake right now with our son Dean getting ready for kindergarten at this god-awful hour. But according to Facebook, there's a middle school teacher who posted a article and told the tale of a real-life, quote, lawnmower dad. So gone are the days of helicopter parents.
Okay.
Enter lawnmower parents.
Lawnmower parents.
The unnamed teacher said that she was summoned to the school's office to pick up something a parent had dropped off for the student, believing it would be an essential item like an inhaler, or maybe money for lunch. The teacher was shocked to find out that the father went out of his way to deliver an insulated water bottle for his daughter.
Okay.
She continued to say that he is what she describes as a lawnmower parent, as those willing to go whatever length necessary to prevent their child from having to face adversity, struggle, or failure.
What does that have to do with a lawnmower?
Instead of preparing children for challenges, they mow obstacles down so kids don't experience them in the first place, a.k.a. the lawnmower parent.
Gotcha.
But, Dad, I'm thirsty. I need my bottle now.
Okay, hold on.
I'm right there. It's 30 minutes. I'll be there.
It is really true. I would think, like, I would call that parent, like, a yo-yo parent or something like that. Like, they just keep coming back to give them something. So I needed a little bit more explanation on the lawnmower. Well, but I'm glad you did.
I know at Dean's school, in the handbook for, like, how parents should behave, one of the things is do not come to the office unless it is something essential, like a medical... Well, not emergency, but like an inhaler.
Sure.
Or glasses or something like that. But other than that, man, I mean, yeah, if I was a kid and I went to school without my lunch or my money, my mom would be like, we'll have lunch tomorrow. Like, figure it out.
My parents were the exact opposite. They never came to the school. Not part of the PTA. Well, they were part of the PTA. But, like, if I was sick, let them sit back with the nurse for a couple hours. Let's see if it fixes itself out.
Yeah. blowing on the thermometer, trying to heat it up.
Yeah.
So, Loren, don't be a lawnmower. Are you a lawnmower parent for cash?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Do you think you could ever become one? You're too busy to become one.
Yeah, I really am too busy to become one. My husband is more of a helicopter dad than I am a helicopter mom, so I would think that he would do that before I would.
Okay. All right. Well, beware out there, lawnmower parents. Let the kids suffer some adversity so that they learn from it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Am I Dr. Phil all of a sudden?
Seriously.
I like it.
Let them suffer through some adversity.
Yeah.
All right, so we already know the Maroon 5 will be taking the stage at the Super Bowl halftime show this year. But the NFL is reportedly trying to add Cardi B to the ticket as well.
Whoa.
Yeah. The problem is that Cardi would like her own set, a solo set. And they just wanted her to perform Girls Like You with Maroon 5 because they have that song together. But she's saying, no, if you want me, I need my own solo set as well.
Cardi, you don't have enough hits, girl, to have your own set.
I don't know. You don't think so?
Well, how many does she have? Like three?
Yeah, but like when Aerosmith and Britney Spears and like they have some people that get like a couple songs on their own and then they do one together, you know? So maybe Maroon 5 starts out the show, they do Girls Like You, Cardi does her own set, and then Maroon 5 comes back.
Yeah, and it would have been fun to surprise everyone with Cardi coming out. Now that's kind of ruined. By the way, Maroon 5, October 4th, right here in Charlotte.
I feel like the NFL people are way more liberal with selecting acts now. Before, they were, like, too afraid to select any mainstream acts. I mean, we had, like, The Who as the performer, you know?
I
guess. Now we're getting back into the whole...
Well, now I'm actually getting reports that people were upset over Maroon 5 because the Super Bowl was going to be in Atlanta this year, so they wanted these, like, Atlanta-based artists, and Maroon 5 is obviously not.
Who is? I don't want to get down that road. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, Roy, your girl Ellen from Grey's Anatomy is looking at the end of her 2-year extension on her contract, and she is hinting at leaving Grey's.
Selfish. That means the whole show's got to end.
Well, T is for timeout because they're entering their 15th season, and she kind of feels the same way I do. She says that they've told every story possible already. What else are they going to do?
They really have, but I can't. This has been the show since like 2005.
It's time.
Why is Grey's Anatomy and The Big Bang Theory
and
leaving?
Scandal left?
And too much good stuff going away.
I know.
New good stuff's coming. Like tonight is Manifest on NBC.
Oh, that's going to be a one season, and you and I both know it.
That's fine because they did the same thing. They did the same thing with Lost, and it went too long.
Yeah. The creator of the show, by the way, Shonda Rhimes, said that she's written the ending of the show at least 6 times, and now she has no idea how it went.
Yeah, I bet.
And Demi Lovato was spotted out in public for the first time since her overdose nearly 2 months ago. She was spotted out on a day pass from rehab and smiling, coffee in hand, talking to a woman with her dog. And we will retweet the photo for you to check out at the MRL show. But that is your dirty.
We have a producer. Her name is Nicole. She was in Ohio for a wedding. And there's a rumor that she passed out somewhere that wasn't her bed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that story and so much more, kids. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mania Weather and Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kids 95.1. Who is
got
it?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Lauren. Kids 95.1.
$500. Wake up and win. We still haven't called out a name yet.
And have you taken the time to put your name in? That's the bigger question. You have to go on the Kiss95.1 app or online at kiss95.1.com. Find Wake Up and Win. Tell us what time you wake up to the Mania, Roy, and the Red Morning Show, and then just wait for us to call your name. And put it this way, you not putting your name in the hat is you guaranteeing yourself to not win $500.
Right. You have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Right.
So we call out a name here this morning for sure, $500, and Wake Up and Win. Producer Nicole sleeping, not in a bed. Where were you sleeping at this wedding in Ohio?
I slept in the bed. I was taking a quick power nap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was there for like, the picture makes it look like I was there forever, but.
So there was an Insta picture.
Yeah, there was a picture. I drove Friday after the show to Ohio for a friend / coworker's wedding that took place on Saturday.
Congratulations to Alexa in our sales department for tying the knot.
It was beautiful. It was awesome. And it's actually the first wedding that I've cried at. I cried.
Really?
Aww.
It was so sincere and like just two people who really are best friends and they love each other. And that was so like cool to me.
Right. Because you're around a lot of nonsense marriages like me and Lorraine.
No, that is nonsense. But like sometimes, especially with like social media and like when you have friends, like I have a lot of friends who are going through that hump of like, do I want to stay with my person or do I want to, you know, do that? So it's like it was cool to see someone who figured it out. But it was a 12 o'clock wedding, which means and we like helped set everything up. We had a limo at like 10. So from 10 to, and it was an open bar reception.
Nice.
And then we went out in Columbus because they're huge Ohio State fans. The wedding was actually the reception was actually at the Ohio State Row House on the river.
How did you get into the limo?
Yeah, you weren't in the wedding party.
Yeah, you weren't in the wedding party.
Because we set up the reception.
Oh, so you were, okay.
And
were
we
you
were,
working?
She offered her services in exchange for a ride to the wedding.
Well, we also were like, we were the only one, not the only ones from here, but there weren't
many people from Charlotte.
So they took care of us.
That's nice.
So then it was an Ohio State game. So after the reception, we went out And it was just a long day.
So the reception started at noon. Did they have brunch food then or lunch food?
It was like lunch food.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then did bride and groom go out with you guys after?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was quite the night. And, you know, I'm the type of person where, like, if I am at a place where I've never been before, I want to do it all. So it's like, okay, we're at this bar. Okay, cool. We've been here. Let's go to the next one. You know, like, I just wanted to see it
all. So exhausting.
I know. That's how it was in Orlando. Lorraine went back to the hotel to sleep, and Nicole and I hit up the town.
Mm. Yeah, so it was... It was a long day, to say the least, and a lot of drinks had been consumed. So we actually get back to our hotel. It was like a 30-minute Uber ride, but whatever. And so we get back to the hotel, and our room had, like, the AC was broken. Not that it was broken, but, like, the machine, it sounded like a phone alarm was going off for 5 minutes at a time. So it would go off. It was making like a little like ringing noise. Mm-hmm. And it would happen for 5 minutes every 30 seconds. So the whole first night, Casey and I were like, what is this? Like, it was so annoying. But, I mean, I can't hear it.
It's a ringing noise. Yeah.
So the first night was annoying. But like the second night, so the elevator is taking forever. And we're just, like, sitting there and, like, you know, everything. You're so dramatic when you've been drinking. Mm-hmm. So I was like, this is taking forever. So I just sat down by the, it happened to be a trash can, but it was by the linen closet. And I just fell asleep.
Waiting for the elevator. Grabbing a wink of sleep whenever you can.
Yeah,
wherever.
So it was, like, 30 seconds. But the real thing was we go upstairs, get to the room, pass out, wake up, you know, hours later. And Casey, who we were sharing a hotel room, was gone.
Where'd she go?
She got so annoyed at the air conditioning that she went to the front desk and demanded a new room. So I wake up and I hear like a knock on the door. It's like, Nicole, it's Casey. And I'm like, are you supposed to be in the bed next to me? Like, what?
And she got her own room?
Yeah, she
got
her own room.
That's hilarious.
Huh. That is hilarious.
You know what would be fun here this morning? We want to hear from you guys. You just heard from producer Nicole. She fell asleep in front of a garbage can at the elevators. You know, people fall asleep in the most random, strange spots. In fact, I love at sporting events, when it's a huge sporting event, like a football game or a World Series, they pan over to somebody sleeping. That cracks me up.
Do you remember it made like national news? It was trending, and I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl, but they had fallen asleep at the Beyonce concert.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People were like going nuts over it.
Yeah. Where is the strange spot that you or someone you know fell asleep? Jump on the phones with us. We got to say hi to you guys after a long weekend. 704-570-9595. You can also text that number, and you can tweet at the MRL show, which, by the way, if you jump on our Twitter, you'll see, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but they've released the photo of Joaquin Phoenix as the new Joker.
Oh, that's cool. I can't wait.
And that's up there. You can go check that out at the MRL show on Twitter.
704-570-9595, where it's a strange place you fell asleep. Give us a phone call here on MRL.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Talking about the strange places you fell asleep at 704-570-9595. Producer Nicole fell asleep beside a trash can.
Waiting for the elevators. And that's because she was at a wedding, Roy, in Columbus, Ohio. And she's like, when I'm in a city, I have to do as much as I can. So I had to grab a wink of sleep when I could.
Yeah. I fell asleep outside my apartment building back in 2015. I was drunk and forgot my... So I had two separate keys. Keys to get into the building and then keys to get into my apartment. And I didn't bring the keys to get into the building. And so I sat out there waiting for someone to come in so I could then walk in. And then I ended up falling asleep.
We're getting some text messages to the studio. I fell asleep on a pallet of water outside of a gas station after a long night at the bar. And then we got a long text message, so I'll abbreviate it for you. But somebody gave their friend a ride home. The friend didn't know where they lived. They gave the person an address that was like 2 miles away from their house. And they ended up being dropped off at this house, who coincidentally also had a Jeep. The guy couldn't get into the house, so he climbed into the Jeep and then was awoken by the police the next morning. He thought he was in his own Jeep.
Oh, man. Ooh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you got to be careful where you fall asleep.
Rebecca and Lake Wiley, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Sorry.
Oh! Sorry. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I was
It's early. It's early. Things happen.
It's way too early.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What, Rebecca, what happened to you at Disney?
So I was previously running off of like 3.5 hours of sleep. So get to the park, go all day, all night, because it was New Year's Eve. So we stay in the park until like 2:30 in the morning, something like that. We rode the bus to Disney, so we got back in line for the bus. It was already like previously fully packed. Mm-hmm. My family like just gets on, and there's not even like room for us to sit. So me and my sister, we're standing leaning against like the pole and like the door mm-hmm. where it was like the wheelchair access could go. And it's maybe like a 15-minute ride. I end up falling asleep standing up. We get back to the hotel, and the bus driver decides to open the door, and there I fall onto the ground in front of everybody.
Oh, man. Oh, poor Rebecca. And what a crappy way to get woken up, too.
Yeah.
Falling. This is Leticia and Gaffney. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. You're down. Oh, my gosh, you're down. We can hear you well.
Where did you fall asleep?
I fell asleep at a tattoo shop while getting tattooed.
How? There's the needles.
You must have a very high tolerance for pain.
I do. The funny thing is, I was getting my 3/4 sleeve, and I was in a position where I was laying on my stomach, and I also had a pillow, so my arm was numb at that point, so I couldn't feel anything, so I just dozed off for a good half an hour.
That was like my dad. Thanks, my dad Leticia. Used to fall asleep in the dentist chair, and like he would be getting like real work done.
Ugh.
Like they'd be bringing on Novocaine and drilling, and I just remember sitting there being like terrified, really.
I would be too, and his mouth stayed open?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of tattoos, real quick, producer Nicole, how much more time do people have to vote on what tattoo you're going to get?
I think it ends this morning because I find out today at 11. I'm going over there to May the Last, and then we'll find it together.
Cool. So Nicole's posted up on the website, kiss951.com, 4 choices for you to vote on, and you guys get to pick which tat she's going to get. So go vote now using the Kiss95.1 app. All right.
Let's bring in Stephanie from Shelby. You're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. So I fell asleep in college leaning over a dryer.
Well, it is warm. I'll give you that.
I know, yeah, and there's vibrations. I could probably get down with that.
That might be my new spot.
I have decided to write an 18-page final paper, and was running on about 2 hours of sleep, but needed to get my clothes done because I had nothing clean and just fell asleep.
How did you, like, did you wake yourself up or did somebody wake up like, hey, can I get in there?
Yeah.
I actually think that my roommate walked in and was like, what are you doing?
And then you got to play cool. What? Nothing. Just I was listening to it. It was kind of rattly. Stephanie was one of our texters that we called back. Thanks for getting in touch with us, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
One more.
Hey, let's talk with Crystal. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Crystal. Okay, where'd your hubby fall asleep?
Well, now we got to go back because this was like 25 years ago, and me and him had been dating for several months.
Are we going back to year 25? Are we going back that far?
Yeah, about 25 years ago, yeah. Okay. And I took him to meet my mom and my sister and everybody, and we all went out.
Yeah.
And he got stinking drunk. And we went out to dinner after we all went out to a nightclub, and he needed to go to the bathroom, so I took him and shoved him in the men's bathroom, and I was standing there waiting, and about 5 minutes later, this guy went in and come back out, and he said, hey, are you with that guy in there? And I'm like, yeah. He said, yeah, he's in there with his thingy hanging out and asleep leaning against the wall at the urinal.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he fell asleep at the urinal.
Yeah. So I had to go in and get him, and my family
zip him up
that
and
down.
Pull him back out. Jeez. Thanks, Crystal. Jeez, producer Nicole said we've got to talk to Lori real quick in Mooresville.
All right, hey, Lori, you're live with the MRO Morning Show. Welcome.
Good morning.
So my
husband fell asleep during our home buying process. We were in the showroom picking out all of our stuff we wanted to put in our house.
Uh-huh.
And he was asleep on the guy's desk. So I proceeded to go through and pick out everything I wanted to smell. Had no idea until closing.
I love that.
Don't wake him up. Don't wake him up.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh. Here's his card. Swipe it now.
He's here. Look, oh, he'll even sign it for you. You're like moving his hand.
Kayla and Cornelius fell asleep at a swimming competition. I hope she wasn't in the pool.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to, we're in the middle of, by the way, nonstop 30 minutes, nonstop MRL, no commercials. And we're going to talk to Loren here in less than 5 minutes. What's going on in your life?
I feel like there is a common mom struggle that we're all having, but we're all responsible for it not happening. And I'll tell you what it is in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
$500, wake up and win. We still have not called out a name. Did you sign up and say that you woke up in the 7 o'clock hour? You might be in good shape if you did. Wait for your name. Then you got 15 minutes to call us back to win $500. Hello, Loren.
Hi.
So, what's going on? Because you're a mother.
Yes.
Of Cashton, who's about to be 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy and I sometimes hear off the air the struggles of what's going on outside the building here and in your real world, uh-huh. your real life.
Yep.
And one of those things that was kind of interesting was you were mentioning that it's hard to make mom friends.
It's really hard to make mom friends. And I think, like, we all kind of do the same thing, but everyone's afraid to take that next step. So there's this very, like, social but antisocial thing that goes on at, like, children's events. And just an example is I take Cash to these My Gym classes, and we go probably like twice, three times a week. And it's just to let the kids like run around, burn off some energy. But the parents all go, you know, with them or to a swim class and you swim with them.
And the parents stay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the only thing anyone ever talks about is small talk. Like, it is impossible to make a connection with another mom because I don't know if everyone's like trying to play it cool, like the other person. It's like almost like dating.
Really?
Yeah. So when you meet somebody at the bar and you're like, oh, wow, like I feel like, you know, we're talking, they're attractive, I'm kind of into them, like maybe he'll ask me on a date. And then it never happens and you're like, well, what's wrong with me?
I got ghosted.
That's kind of how I feel at these classes sometimes. Yeah.
Have you exchanged information with another mom?
Never.
You haven't even gotten that far.
Never.
But maybe you got to offer your information.
But then I think maybe we're all doing the same thing where we feel weird because nobody's ever offered that information to me to be like, hey, why don't we get together and we'll have the kids have a play date and you and I will, you know, have a cup of coffee or whatever while the kids play.
Well, the kids
I would love to do that.
But the kids have to hit it off too, in all fairness.
That is true. And right now, Cash is at the age and everybody else at the class is in the age where they play next to each other, but they don't really play with each mm-hmm. other yet.
Okay.
But I feel like, isn't it a good idea to get them on that one-on-one interaction with each other so they learn to play together?
Yeah. Well, I just saw the app Peanut where moms can swipe and meet other moms.
Really?
Yeah.
That I feel like that is genius, and I need that in my life.
It's like Tinder, but not for dating. It's like just for moms to become friends.
It's called Peanut?
I believe so.
Because here's
Loren,
the limbo.
There's your answer.
I know, but here's the limbo that I'm in right now. Like, I need that other interaction with other moms because most of my friends outside of this life, they're not parents yet. Like, my best friend doesn't have any kids. She doesn't really want any kids. My sister-in-law doesn't have any kids. Like, I mean, people that I talk to on a normal basis, they're not going down that path. So yeah. I'm like, I have nothing, no one to like be like, hey, it's Saturday night. I'm not going to go out tonight because I don't have a babysitter. Why don't you bring your son over and let the kids play? I have no social life at this point.
This is what the app, when you go to the Peanuts app, it says meet as mamas, connect as women. This is exactly what you need.
It is. I'm signing up right now. What is it called? The Peanut app?
Yeah, the Peanut app. But that sucks that it's like this game you play with other parents.
Like, everyone wants to play it cool. Like, we talk. I'm like, hey, you guys just moved. How's your move-in going? Blah, blah, blah. And then, like, there's nothing after that. And you're like, I want to be like, hey, we're friends on Facebook. Like, why don't we get the kids together? But nobody wants to take that next step. Maybe, we're all trying to play it cool.
Maybe it's you. Maybe they need you.
But I get really insecure because I think maybe it is me. Like, maybe they have this connection with other moms, but then they don't have it with me. So then I think I'm the common denominator.
Really? When you go to like my gym or swim or something, are the other parents talking to each other?
Not really at swim, but like at my gym, we're all in a closed environment and our kids are playing alongside of each other.
Yeah.
Swim class is more like you're focused on your child because you're having instruction.
Right.
Where my gym is like more of an open form.
Hmm. And Amanda was lucky because when Amanda was pregnant, and by the way, I think I advised that you do this. Remember?
Yeah.
Join a mom's group.
Yeah, but then it's all online. Like, I need some more interaction than that.
She has like three or four really good friends that we had no idea lived here, but the minute she got pregnant, she joined a mom's group.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing, by the way, if you're a pregnant mother and maybe you're new to town, the great thing about the like joining a mom's group on Facebook or whatever is that if you're pregnant, like the other moms are, like, in other words, if you're like 5-6 months along, you guys will stay friends that whole time. And then while you're breastfeeding, guess what? Amanda was like, we would have like a text chain at 2 a.m. where everybody's awake with their kids texting.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Well, Peanut.
I just downloaded it.
Great. Let's meet some moms. Yeah.
But like, I want to have play dates at the park and go do stuff and have coffee while the kids play. Like, I need some friends in my life.
Oh, Roy, you know what it is. You know what time it is.
What is
it? Time for some piano.
Oh, no.
No, it's not that dramatic. I just feel like...
Can someone friend Lorraine?
It's a social, antisocial thing.
Lorraine walks into the open gym and all the other parents stop talking and stare at her.
It's not like everyone's buddied up.
Would you be interested in being a mom friend with me?
No, I'm sorry.
I already have my friend. She's over here.
We're too clicky for you. And quite frankly, we know exactly who you are. We don't want to be talked about on the radio either.
See, then I get insecure about things like that. I'm like, well, maybe it's me.
Yeah.
It's not you. But listen.
I don't know. I kind of want to go like supervise the rent for a day and take notes and see what's really going
maybe
on.
Maybe she's way off.
Yeah. Like Lorraine, like she doesn't know it, but like when she walks into the room, she's like, my son's better than yours.
And, No. If anything, I'm already apologizing because I know my son's about to have 3 meltdowns by the time this class is over.
I've got a blog. Well, Lorraine, good luck. Listen, seriously, thanks. Swipe through on that Peanuts thing and then like update us throughout the morning.
I literally just downloaded it.
Good. We want to see if we can meet some moms on that. But up next, we've got to get to...
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
It's called Roy Senseless Survey. I call from the Senseless Bureau asking random questions, trying to keep people on the phone as long as I can. Will they stay or will they get angry? We'll find out in 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Roxanne Mathers, please.
This is her.
Roxanne Mathers, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. We got your census forms, and we got a couple things missing from it. I got to wrap up with some questions.
Okay.
Checking on the truth of advertising, have you ever been able to eat just one Lay's potato chip?
That's actually a question on the survey.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem like a banana should come back when you throw it like a boomerang?
Who is this again?
U.S. Census Bureau. When I get out of bed, shouldn't that count as one sit-up? Checking up on our friends at PBS, what type of bird is Big Bird? Can you agree that the only two people that wear sunglasses inside are blind people and assholes?
Actually, yeah. I'll go ahead and say I agree on that one.
Let's talk about first responders. Should the fire department blast the roof is on fire instead of their sirens when they're driving down the road?
Okay, guys, I really don't have time for this because I'm at work and these are kind of really dumb questions and I don't think this is real.
Oh, it's real.
And I've answered enough already. You've said five.
Would zoo animals think that they're cooler if they were told that they live in a gated community? And shouldn't Bradley Cooper actually drive a Mini Cooper?
Hang on a second. Guys, I really got to go. I don't know what this is.
You think dolphins are gay sharks?
Okay. Have a good day.
Are you aware that if you say Jesus backwards, it sounds like sausage?
that did it?
Oh, my gosh. I like how she kept going, guys, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All day today, you'll be going, Jesus, backwards.
Just to think about it.
It's sausage.
It's sausage.
That's hilarious.
I kept trying, like, to ask these questions that I, I thought 3 questions ago she would have hung up.
Yeah.
So then you start losing track of questions because you don't expect it to go on that long?
I didn't. I was like, I thought for sure she'd hang up at Gate Offense.
I looked up at producer Nicole's monitor, too, when you said the zoo thing about them being in a gated community, and she just shook her head.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love the ones that I ask the bad questions and they still hang up.
Well, we've got brand new census surveys for you every Monday and every Wednesday at 7:20, and if you missed it, we got it again for you at 8:20.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hailey Baldwin and vampires have a lot in common.
You know, vampires aren't real.
Okay, well, just hang with me for a second, okay?
Just want to make sure.
Well, we are coming up in October, and it's Halloween month, Roy, so maybe just play my game.
Okay.
So Hailey Baldwin, she uses a moisturizer made from her own blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Now, Kim Kardashian made the vampire facial popular a couple years ago, and it's where they take blood from your body, and they, like, spin it, and then they end up putting it on your face, and then, I guess, like, needling your face to get those oxidizing features.
It was so strange.
I know. So, anyway, this company does offer, you give them a blood sample, and then they make a molecular cosmetic for your specific body using your proteins.
Hate it.
Not a fan.
Okay. Well, Blake Shelton, he sure knows how to make his girl feel loved. And Gwen Stefani, she shared a video over the weekend of Blake serenading her and singing Turning Me On.
Turning me on like a turja. Sometimes I think she must get off on turning me on, turning me on.
Oh, my gosh,
what?
The lyrics to that song.
I didn't hear the lyrics. Honest to God, I didn't really listen to the lyrics until we listened to it.
What did I miss?
Don't replay it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he sounds so nice when he does it with a country accent. Uh-huh.
Yeah, everything is sweet with a southern draw. Anyway, she said, I'm so grateful. So there's
I can't
that.
Believe there's still a thing.
I know.
I mean, I'm happy for them, but I just thought it was just kind of a rebound.
Opposites attract.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you. Kim Kardashian.
And by the way, sorry, Lorraine, that's going to be a bad breakup, I have a feeling, too, if and when they do break up.
You think so?
I kind of do. Hmm. All right, go ahead.
All right, so Northwest made her runway debut. The 5-year-old walked in the LOL surprise fashion show over the weekend. Of course, Kim Kardashian was on hand to cheer on her baby girl. Meanwhile, Kylie finally...
That's what life is about.
Is opening up about her pregnancy, and she says that she really enjoyed being pregnant. She didn't feel any of her contractions until, like, it was time to push. And she missed being pregnant afterwards.
I imagine if I had a lot of money and a bunch of people waiting on me at every hour, every day, and the best doctors. And
I liked being pregnant, to be honest with you. And
really?
I kind of felt the same way after I gave birth. It's different. Like, you're with someone for 9 months, for God's sake.
I know Lorraine and I related so well. She couldn't bend over. I couldn't bend over.
Both of
our ankles were swollen. Everything was tough.
Strange eating habits.
Uh-huh. You know.
Pickles and ice cream.
That is your Dirty for now. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, Justin Theroux is talking about his breakup with Jennifer Aniston and admitting things that I don't think any of us would have imagined.
Really? Breaking the silence. All right.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rand. 704-570-9595. She has 11 wins. And if you do win, you get to get on the funny bus, which we were on
Saturday.
So give us a call. 704-570-9595. Good luck from Kiss.
Oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Sponsored by the Funny Bus.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Katie. Welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Thank you.
You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine this morning.
Okay.
Have you ever played before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, don't be nervous. All your friends are listening in the car. I'm just kidding.
Lorraine playing mind games with you, Katie, but you don't care about that because if you beat Lorraine, you're going to get hooked up with the Funny Bus Charlotte City Comedy Tour. You'll get 8 tickets and 2 bottles of champagne to put on the bus. And by the way, we went on it on Saturday, and it was an absolute blast.
It was.
You'll really enjoy
it. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Well, let's beat her so we can give that to you. Go ahead and throw her out.
All right, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lorraine, putting her headphones down, leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live.
See you later.
All right, she's leaving.
Bye.
And the door is closed. Make it close. There we
Ow.
Go.
Okay. There we go. Katie in Forest City, question number one. Kanye and Kim, they have a daughter, the oldest daughter. She made a runway debut, and they were so proud of her on social media. What's their oldest kid's name?
Northwest.
And Ariana Grande's fiance got another tattoo about her. Who is that? Who is her fiance?
Davidson.
Demi Lovato was spotted in public for the first time since her near-fatal overdose about 2 months ago. True or false, Demi is a former Disney star.
True.
The Voice returns for season 15. What network can we tune in to watch The Voice on tonight?
NBC.
Question five. Selena Gomez and T-Swift continue to have best friend goals after Selena and Taylor praised each other over the weekend for being so smart. What are all of Taylor Swift's fans called?
Swifters? I don't know.
Not a bad guess.
I love it. All right, come on in, Lorraine. We moved along this morning.
Katie got four correct. It's going to be a tough battle.
Okay.
All right, not bad. Here we go. Lorraine, Kanye, and Kim, they have an oldest daughter who made her runway debut, and they're so proud of her on social media. They talked about it. What's their oldest child's name?
North.
That's right. 1-1.
Question two, Ariana Grande's fiance got another tattoo about her.
Uh-huh.
He's loading up in his body with tattoos all about her. What is his name?
Pete Davidson.
That's right, 2-2.
By the way, so SNL debuts this weekend. I can't wait. I hope they address the whole relationship.
The relationship, yeah.
In a funny way.
I'm sure she'll be on it a couple times, too.
Kanye is the music guest this week.
Cool.
Demi Lovato was spotted in public for the first time since her near-fatal overdose almost 2 months ago. True or false, she's a former Disney Channel star.
True.
3-3.
The Voice returns for season 15 tonight. What network will we tune in to watch it?
Ooh.
3.
NBC.
2.
That is correct.
Oh,
4-4. That was a guess, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Katie, here we go. Let's see if it's a tie or a win for Lorraine. Selena Gomez and T-Swift continue to be best friend goals after Selena gave Taylor praise over the weekend for being so smart. What are Taylor Swift's fans called?
Swifties.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, Katie said Swifters.
Oh, that's so close.
5-4. Lorraine, you got 12 wins.
Well, that's what we use to clean the floors.
That's a Swifter.
I know, but it kind of sounded good.
Oh, Katie, I'm sorry. I would have given it to you. You know what we want to hear before we let you go, though?
I'm Katie, and I can't be Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Katie.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
We still have to give away $500 with Wake Up and Win. Have you gone on the Kiss 95.1 app or signed up at kiss95.1.com? If you haven't, you're just throwing the money away.
Mm.
We're going to be calling out our name very soon.
And we got to get to War of the Roses before too long, you guys, in under 10 minutes to be exact. Callie wants to see if Justin, her boyfriend, might be getting back with his ex-fiance. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with War of the Roses, we try and bust cheaters. Part B of this, we're pretty sure Justin was in God's good green earth while we were on the phone with him.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
He was out there, dude. Check it out. Less than 10 minutes. Will we bust a cheater? We'll find out.
For the first time, making his debut with Kiss 95.1, intern Colton, tell us what's going on.
Go to kiss95.1.com to enter to win a $25 gift card to Donatas in South Park. Come out and celebrate the re-grand opening October 4th all day at Donatas to win great prizes.
Very good.
See, he's a what school do you go to?
I went to the Carolina School of Broadcasting.
Carolina School of Broadcasting. You get real life experience here on the MRL show.
And yeah. I love Donatas because they have like tons of pepperoni on their pizza. It's, like literally, order the pepperoni and it's you can't even see the cheese.
Go check out our Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. You can get over there and see Colton for yourself and congratulate him on a great read. All right, we got to get down to business.
We're about to bust a cheater. Bum, bum, bum.
Are you ready?
War of the Roses is coming up in 3 minutes with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
You sent us a message and said that your new boyfriend, or newer boyfriend, Justin, I guess, you guys haven't been dating that long, but you think he was a little bit more serious in the beginning than you're feeling in the relationship right now. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we've been together for about 5 months, and in the beginning, he was all over me, and he called me and texted me all the time, and I just feel like he's been, I don't know, withdrawing, pulling back from me lately, mm-hmm. and I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. So a mutual friend that introduced us, she couldn't confirm that the fiance that he had, that they were, you know, like, completely done. She thought they were done, though.
Okay. I mean, are you seeing him on late night phone calls? Is he mysteriously going away for hours at night? I mean, is it just him just being pulled back? I mean, what?
Yeah, what's the real reason that got you to say, hey, I got to do War of the Roses?
I mean, okay. So he's just being dodgy, you know? Whereas, like, he would come over, mm-hmm. he's not coming over.
I mean,
he's not coming over at night.
I can't say I wouldn't be surprised if old fiance is kind of lingering again then.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, if, like, a guy after 5 months wants to just pull back without, I know, Loren, you're supposed to have the conversation, you know, maybe he wants to slow things down.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's just subtly trying to slow things down. Maybe he will send it to you, but let's find out.
Okay, I'm going to give him a phone call. Here's the deal, though. When we ask him who you want to send the flowers to, make sure you wait and hear also what he puts on the note. That could be very telling, okay?
But okay.
Kelly, do you know the fiance's name, just out of curiosity?
Her name is Megan.
Okay. All right. Let's I'm going to call him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Justin, please.
Yeah, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. My name is Amber. I'm calling from Flowers for you. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did I interrupt anything? Is this a good time?
Nothing I can't get back into.
Okay. Hopefully I can make your day a little better. I have a dozen beautiful red roses for you to send to someone you love. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to be able to send these flowers.
Okay. Yeah, that actually works out really well because I'm not really working right now. So to have something nice to give to someone free, that's actually really good.
Yeah, great. Okay, so you have someone in mind you'd like to send these to?
Can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
Oh, this dude is wasted. Right?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
I mean, it's 1:15 in the afternoon.
Should be quiet.
He's not on the phone. He put the phone down.
I know, but in case he comes back.
I don't hear a thing. Did he pass out?
Justin, are you there? Do we get disconnected?
No, we're on the line.
Where did he go?
Callie, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's he doing? You didn't tell us he was a pothead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, I'm glad you're still there. Everything's okay, right?
Yeah, everything's great.
Okay. So do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these flowers to?
Yeah. Let's do Megan. Let's do Meg. That'd be good.
Okay. And I have a card to go with these roses.
I mean, I'm not like a poet guy. So just something romantic, you know.
Okay, so this is a romantic relationship that we're sending these flowers for.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice. Yeah, you can put that on there. That's fine. That's cool.
Okay.
I knew it. Freaking knew it. Justin.
Callie?
Yeah,
Allie.
Wait, you work for the flower place?
You idiot! What kind of idiot are you? I work at the flower place. You know where I work.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but Justin, no. Callie does not work for the flower place. You're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. We catch cheaters. And
you're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Clearly, you're cheating with Meg or Megan.
Why are you doing this? You've been back with Meg. You're back with Meg?
Okay, look. With Meg, I don't know. She just, gets me, you know? We kick it and play Xbox and, eat Fritos and stuff. It's just...
What? You eat Fritos? Come on.
What we have is, one thing, but, I don't know. This is just, so chill and fun and stuff.
Okay.
You know what? Well, you and Ned, you go and you smoke all the weed you want. I don't want you. You're disgusting. You disgust me.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, have fun playing Fortnite.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Not signing up at kiss95.1.com or on the Kiss 95.1 app is taking five $100 bills and cutting them into a gazillion pieces.
Bad move.
What you do have to do, which is a good move, is signing up. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show so we get to call your name out.
And at 8 o'clock, Jennifer Lazarus wakes up with us. So we were looking for her. Hello, is this Jennifer Lazarus?
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, where are you from?
I'm from Concord.
Checks out on my paper.
Okay. Yep. Well, that means Jennifer won $500.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so excited.
How long ago did you sign up, Jennifer?
Last week.
Ooh.
So we got you really fast.
Yeah, we got you quickly because we've been hearing from people who are like, I signed up when you first mentioned it several weeks ago and I still haven't heard my name. But that just shows you the randomness of this. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, $500.
What are you going
to
do with the money?
I don't know. Maybe go shopping.
Yes, do something silly with it.
Right? Just waste it.
Yeah, fall's here.
Exactly.
Time for new fall wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing, Jennifer. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. And thanks for listening to the MRL Morning Show. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Love you.
We're giving you $500. There you go. Hold on a second. We'll let producer Nicole get to you. We'll do it again tomorrow. $500 and wake up and win. And speaking of boots, there's a pair of boots sitting in our studio. They're black boots from Loren. Because we're going to play a game, Roy. What's the game called at 8:35?
What's in your booty?
Okay.
Well, hang on. I know it's booty. It was something booty, and I know
it's even written on the sheet that's in front of you.
Hang on, it's called the booty game.
I like what's in your booty better.
I like you too.
I'm so sorry.
We were yelling out names the other day. That one didn't come up. Booty call, the boot game, the booty game. Anyway, so there's two boots in here, a left boot and a right boot. And one of the boots we will let someone pick out of will have tickets to the NASCAR Roval Race, the inaugural Roval Race, which is happening this weekend up in Concord. So, cool. And then the other boots will have some, booby prizes in there.
So, there's some booby prizes in our booty game?
We just went into our prize closet and found some of the less exciting gifts.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Yeah. So, we'll do that at 8:35. A lot of people are talking about War of the Roses. In fact, we're getting tweets, text messages. Play it again. They want to hear Justin again on War. Well, you know what? It was at Callie's expense, and Callie and Justin have been together for 5 months, and she thought that maybe the fiance, Loren, was coming back into the picture, and it was nothing major. She just said, he's just distant, and I just have this feeling. So we called Justin, and sure enough, he sent the roses to Megan, but then when we told Justin that he was on War of the Roses, and Callie, his girlfriend, she thought it was his boy or her boyfriend, when she came on, he got confused.
Justin! What?
Callie?
Callie.
Wait, you work for the flower place?
You idiot. What kind of idiot are you? I work for the flower place. You know where I work.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but Justin, no. Callie does not work for the flower place. You're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
And you're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Clearly, you're cheating with Meg or Megan.
Why are you doing this? You've been back with Meg. You're back with Meg?
Okay, look, with Meg, like, I don't know, she just, like,
gets me,
like, we kick it and play Xbox and, like, eat Fritos. And...
he is so burnt.
Eat Fritos.
I can't believe, quite honestly, that more of the guys we call don't sound like that. Like, I think we said on that war, like, we recorded that one at, like, 1:15 in the afternoon a couple weeks ago, and there he is, busted out, just sitting on the couch. And we had to edit it out, but he also was supposed to be at work. And so she's like, why are you not working? He mows lawns. And he's like, I don't know, dude, the lawn's not growing.
There's other grass that's growing in his house, dude, that he's manicuring.
But if you want to do War of the Roses or you want to hear past War of the Roses, just head over to our app. We have a full War of the Roses podcast for you where you can hear tons of War of the Roses.
You're always on demand. You can just find it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on the Kiss 95.1 app. It's very simple to find.
And we're actually going to have a big announcement about War of the Roses next week, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
I was just at a bar this weekend and somebody was, you know, they always ask if like War of the Roses is real.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they're like, I can't imagine anybody would reach out to do War of the Roses. And I'm like, it's so funny you said that because I just got 2 hours ago a Facebook message and I actually pulled it up.
Yeah.
And showed the listener, and I, you know, probably shouldn't have because the person's name was on there, but I was like, this person wants us to do war.
Every time we do a war, we get more emails from people that think their significant other is cheating. So go listen to the past wars on the Kiss 95.1 app. You can also have your Amazon Alexa open and play those for you. Real quick, on Saturday, I want to give a shout out to the Wright School because I was down in South Carolina, y'all, for something called Touch a Truck.
Oh, that's cool.
And Dean, who loves his trucks and tractors, had the opportunity to go and just put his hand on and honk the horn and push levers on all these trucks. It was at Dobie's Bridge Elementary School in Fort Mill.
Very cool.
Or Dobie. I think Dobie. But they had like 15 trucks lined up. And, you know, we went in and we bought tickets. And Dean got to walk around and get on a school bus. They got to drive the school bus, you know, pretend. But we ran into Pete. And I got to give a shout out, you guys, to Pete from Active Waste. Pete's a huge fan of the show and asked me straight up with his thick New Jersey accent, yo, what'd you do to Baby Cash? Why you can't keep an eye on Baby Cash?
We lost him.
That's funny.
So he says that he and all of his other coworkers at the Active Waste Company talk about our show on the CB.
That's funny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad you took Dean to touch your truck. That's great. Are you going to own?
Breaker 1-9, you guys hear Justin? The stoner on War of the Roses. Whatever, dude.
You know, and then other guys are like, oh, yeah, whatever, dude.
It's a whole fan. Yeah.
But I love that. Yeah. And we love all the MRL show fans. We really appreciate you guys checking us out every day. And thanks to Pete. And Greg also works at Active. I got to give him a shout out, too. But yeah, Dean really loved Touch a Truck.
It's one of the memories I have as a little kid. My mom and dad taking me to a police open house. And the police department let kids sit in the front seat. And they would like drive up to down the road and come back, and you got to play with the sirens the whole way.
Oh, that's cool.
The whole way you were able to do whatever you wanted. It was like such a cool memory I have.
And then you became a deputy, like at some point.
Oh,
right?
Cadet,
yeah.
Then I really got to play with the sirens, and I was like, I don't want to do
this.
I don't like this.
But the thing is, with the Touch a Truck, too, all the drivers let you honk the horn, so it's nothing but horns. That's all we heard out there. It was just different horns. Like you just hear, like, as you walk past it. But it was a lot of fun, so thanks to the Dobie School District. And by the way, I found out there's a town called Flint Hill, because the Flint Hill Fire Department was there.
Oh,
with
you
their
sure
yellow
wasn't
truck.
Min Hill's
it
typo?
Wasn't. It was Flint. Lorraine, what you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so Justin Theroux is opening up about his breakup with Jennifer Aniston. Wait until you hear what he has to say about that. And what celebrity is using a blood facial? I'll tell you. It's coming up in 10 minutes.
Okay, that's in 10, like Lorraine said. But first, coming up in less than 10 minutes, a brand new senseless survey from Roy. If you didn't hear it, stand by. It's coming your way in just about 5.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the senseless bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Roxanne Mathers, please.
This is her.
Roxanne Mathers, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. We got your census forms, and we got a couple things missing from it. I got to wrap up with some questions.
Okay.
Checking on the truth of advertising. Have you ever been able to eat just one Lay's potato chip?
That's actually a question on the survey.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem like a banana should come back when you throw it like a boomerang?
Who is this again?
U.S. Census Bureau. When I get out of bed, shouldn't that count as one sit-up?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Checking up on our friends at PBS, what type of bird is Big Bird? Can you agree that the only two people that wear sunglasses inside are blind people and assholes?
Actually, yeah. I'll go ahead and say I agree on that one.
Let's talk about first responders. Should the fire department blast the roof, the roof is on fire instead of their sirens when they're driving down the road?
Okay, guys, like, I really don't have time for this because I'm at work and these are kind of really dumb questions and I don't think this is real.
Oh, it's real.
And I've answered enough already. You've said like five.
Would zoo animals think that they're cooler if they were told that they live in a gated community? And shouldn't Bradley Cooper actually drive a Mini Cooper?
Hang on a second. Guys, I really got to go. I don't know what this is.
You think dolphins are gay sharks?
Okay. Have a good day.
Are you aware that if you say Jesus backwards, it sounds like sausage? That did it?
Oh, my gosh. I like how she kept going, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All day today, you'll be going, Jesus backwards.
It's to think about it.
It's sausage.
That's hilarious.
I kept trying like to ask these questions that I thought 3 questions ago she would have hung up.
Yeah.
So then you start losing track of questions because you don't expect it to go on that long?
I didn't. I was like, I thought for sure she'd hang up at gay dolphins.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Justin Theroux is opening up about his breakup with Jennifer Aniston. And he says that their split was a quote unquote gentle separation. And that there was really no animosity. So if you're looking for drama from their split, it was boring and you're in the wrong place because they made it as painless as possible for each other. Sometimes I wish all breakups could be like that.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have the dirty.
That's very true. So Katy Perry admitted that her 2010 song, The One That Got Away, was about Josh Groban. And he is saying, like, I'm flattered. And, you know, we tried to keep it very quiet when we were dating. And we realized that we were just better as friends. But he also says that the song lyrics, if you listen to them, he says, I never owned a Mustang. I don't have tattoos. So I'm not really sure the whole song is about me, but I'm flattered.
It's No Wide Awake, which is so clearly about Russell Brand. I mean, you can go line by line on that song and be like, oh, Russell.
Right. So Hailey Baldwin, she uses this moisturizer, and it is made from her blood. Now, it's a company that does molecular cosmetics, and we've seen Kim Kardashian get the vampire facials where they take your blood and they spin it and then they put it on your face and do this needling. But this is taking it to, I guess, another level when you're using moisturizer that is built for your specific body from your own proteins to keep it healthy.
You take Halle Baldwin's blood.
Right?
Like my Dracula impression?
Yeah.
And you bite into it and you put it all over your face.
Okay. The NFL is trying to bring on Cardi B, according to reports, for the Super Bowl halftime show. To perform with Maroon 5. They have their song together, Girls Like You. But the problem is that Cardi would like her own set. So she's not saying no. She's just saying, listen, I'll perform Girls Like You. I just want to be able to perform my own music, too.
No, record label's like, get out there. Never mind how many songs you do.
Yep.
All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? Is it the Hailey Baldwin the blood?
It is not. It is actually Oreos that their Oreo came out with 2 different flavors. One is hot wing Oreo, and the other is wasabi flavored Oreos.
That sounds awful.
Well, how quickly can we get them in here? And by the way, you still need to eat the ghost pepper. Don't think we forgot about that.
Yeah, the Carolina Reaper.
The Carolina Reaper,
we got to get it.
That's the month of October, right?
I will give it a try. But these flavors are available in China. They were made for China. However, you can get them on eBay.
Mm. Oh, let's do that.
I'm totally down. I would try both of these.
Of course you will. All right. Go check that out and other What Loren Likes up at kiss95.1.com. Up next, though, if you're a fan of NASCAR, we got your tickets exclusively. If you can guess the boot in the game called Roy...
The Booty Game.
I thought it was What's in Your Booty.
I know, but it sounded, I don't know.
Yes, The Booty Game. We got Loren's boots in here, the left boot, the right boot. You, right now, got a call, 704-570-9595. Caller 9 gets to guess which boot the tickets are in, and then the other boot just has a bunch of crap from our office. It's coming up in less than 5 minutes.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, so it is called What's in Your Booty? We have two boots to celebrate the kickoff to fall. One boot has a pair of NASCAR tickets.
Mm-hmm.
The other boot has a kind of a silly prize.
Yes.
Just crap from the office, we call it.
That's what we call it.
Yeah, just crap from the office. You know, stuff that was given to us by different companies and different people that wanted us to talk about stuff on the radio. Mm-hmm. This is Kelly in Huntersville. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. You are calling number 9, and you get to play, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, the game is called The Booty Game. Roy likes to call it What's in Your Booty. We've got two boots here, Loren. They look rather expensive.
They're fry boots. I mean, cool. I don't know.
Fry boots.
Oh, fry boots.
Yeah.
Hey, are they come with fries?
No.
Kelly, are you excited for, let's see, boots, spice,
yes,
pumpkin spice, and sweaters?
Sounds like fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Lorraine, can we give your boots away to her?
No. Oh. But I mean,
what size are they?
All right, calm down. We're not giving away boots.
Just give her the size.
Okay, they're 7.5.
Oh, too small.
All right.
Oh, okay. So we have one boot listed as boot number A, one boot listed as boot number B. This is also on Facebook Live. If you look at on the Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, you can also watch this unfold. Okay, Kelly?
I'll go with boot number A.
Oh, right,
Kelly's
into it.
Picking boot A, Loren.
She would like boot A. Mm-hmm. Do I just hand the boot to Roy?
I don't care. Either you or Roy can reach in.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
We're looking for the NASCAR tickets for the Roval race. That's the big prize. That's this Sunday.
I have in my hands.
He's got a piece
this
of paper.
This is the NASCAR tickets.
Hey!
There you go.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see the Roval race up in Concord at the raceway. It's the inaugural Roval race. It's not just an oval anymore. Now you cut through the middle of the infield.
That's pretty cool.
I was wondering what that meant.
And it's pretty cool.
I want to see what's in boot number B. Can you hand me boot number B?
Sure.
What were the booby prizes?
Hang on.
The booby prize in boot number B.
It's an umbrella.
That's not bad. Kelly, do you have an umbrella?
I don't in the car, actually.
Yeah, so let's throw that in for it, too.
Okay.
All right, so you got NASCAR tickets and an umbrella. This way, if it rains, you can bring the umbrella to the race.
I know, it's a pretty big umbrella. It probably doesn't fit their size requirements.
Hey, it fit in the boot.
Yeah.
Are you a NASCAR fan, Kelly?
I am.
Who's your racer? Who's your guy?
Jeff Gordon.
Ooh, a Gordon fan. So you haven't taken on to the new generation yet?
Not yet.
May we recommend two of our favorites? Austin Dillon, who drives the number 3.
Yes.
Big fan of the MRL show. And then another guy we're going to talk to this week. Ryan Blaney.
Awesome. Oh, he's going to be on the show?
Blaney enjoys coming on the MRL show, the number 12 car. He's going to be back with us this week.
That's very cool. You know, I remember when I was in Nashville and some guy said, did you raise hell? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you praise Dale? And I was like, that's so cool. I didn't find a way to use that in my normal lingo. Mm-hmm. Raise hell, praise Dale.
All right. Congratulations, Kelly. Thanks for playing the What's in Your Booty game.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else in your booty there, Roy? No, we need to see?
I don't think so.
Just the umbrella and the tickets, huh?
That's
whatever
it.
For now.
Yeah,
for now.
Hey, by the way, we'll have another pair of tickets to the Roval. NASCAR gave us two pair to give away this week, so we'll do the other pair on Confession Wednesday.
I'm sorry, is Roval what the race? Why do you keep saying Roval?
You just said it's the cut through the middle, right?
I know, but that is still the Sprint Cup or whatever
it's called the Roval. That's what they're calling the track.
Okay, so it's okay.
The Roval race.
There's a bunch of different NASCAR races. I want to make sure it's the big one still.
It's confusing. Roy he says go sports, so.
Yeah. Actually, still to come before we get out of here this morning, we'd have another pair of tickets to give to the Tweetsy Ghost Train at Tweetsy Railroad.
Ooh.
It's safe, scary, fun for the whole family. Kids will enjoy the Halloween shows, trick-or-treating, and you get to go into the night on the track on the Ghost Train if you dare.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
What do you guys want to do? You want to hear some crazy bride demands? Or do you want to hear the words that we're pronouncing wrong?
Words,
I love these.
Words we're pronouncing wrong.
Like athlete.
Okay.
We're not pronouncing athlete wrong.
Also pronouncing nuclear wrong.
What up?
Okay, I'll buy into that. Okay. I want to hear those.
All right, you guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to tell you the words you've been pronouncing wrong all along coming up in just about 7 minutes.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15. I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
So these are words that we've been pronouncing wrong all along. You know, last week we found out we were pronouncing celebrities' names wrong. Ariana Grande said her name isn't Ariana Grande. It's pronounced Grandy.
Mm-hmm.
And her grandfather had his name pronounced that way, and she wants to kind of keep that. Also, Chrissy Teigen said, don't call it Teigen, call me
Teigen.
So in honor of those celebrities, we kind of did a little research and found words that we've been pronouncing wrong all along. And now here to give us those words is the man who pronounces more things wrong than others.
Roy Brown. Although, kind of looking at him, I'm kind of wondering how I can do this without you guys reading it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
We'll say it the way that we always said it, okay. And then say it the correct way.
All right, so I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Give you an example why I'm experiencing this pain, because it says...
This pain.
Yeah.
The pain.
This says athlete, but it says that everyone else calls it athlete, and I don't know anyone that calls it athlete.
I've heard people say athlete.
I might be one of those. Let me think. Dude, that guy's a really great athlete.
You don't say athlete.
I do.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't say athlete.
I do.
That's how I say it.
That sounds too Queen's tonguey for me. Like, ooh, athlete. No, I say athlete.
Athlete sounds more Queen's tonguey to me.
Look at that. LeBron's athlete. Such a good athlete.
Yeah.
I think more people say athlete than you think.
Okay. What about espresso? Do you know how to pronounce that one?
Espresso.
Espresso, yes. What about, everyone knows.
People say espresso.
What about nuclear? Do you say, how do you pronounce nuclear?
Like you just did nuclear.
Nuclear?
Yeah, like a nuclear blast.
See, this says some people say nuclear.
I bet you Nicole says nuclear.
Nuclear.
You say nuclear, don't you, Nicole?
It's very southern.
I don't even know.
Say it. Like nuclear.
Now it's all tongue-tied.
Like what kind of a bomb was that?
That was a nuclear bomb.
Nuclear.
How would you pronounce UTMOST?
I don't even know what you spelled.
Me neither.
You don't know UTMOST.
Utimus.
Utimus.
Utimus. Utimus.
It's utmost.
Oh. Wait a minute. Like utmost respect?
Yeah, some people,
I would say up.
Yeah,
you would
too.
Say up. It's utmost.
I didn't know that. I would have said the utmost respect.
Yeah,
too.
Like up. Like you're lifting him up. Like I have the utmost respect for Loren.
You know what? I didn't realize either. I guess I've been saying this wrong my entire life. I thought it was like you would say, you would talk about something at nauseam, but it's actually ad nauseam.
AD?
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, I didn't know that. How about sherbet? Do you say sherbet?
Sorbet.
You say sorbet? That's not even recommended on here.
Sherbet?
Yeah. It's actually a sherbet. Sherbet. How about candidate?
Candidate.
Like he's a candidate for presidency?
I would say he's a presidential candidate. Oh, wait, hold on.
Candidate.
I would say he's a presidential candidate. Candidate.
Candidate? It's candidate.
Oh, really?
Candidate.
Presidential candidate?
Candidate.
Candidate.
Who can say that?
Candidate.
That's a country.
Canada.
Oh, candidate.
Okay.
For
all intensive purposes?
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so.
Meany?
For all intents and purposes.
Yes, for all intents and purposes.
That's what I would say. Yeah. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I sometimes say for all intents and purposes.
For all intents and purposes? Yeah, I guess I could too, man.
Prescription?
Prescription.
Hold on. I got to go pick up my prescription. I might say prep.
What?
Prescription.
What do you say?
Instead of prescription, I think I might say prescription. I got to go pick up my prescription.
Prescription.
That's what I would say, press. Yeah.
The correct pronunciation is prescription. Prescription. Not per.
So technically, if we are on Wheel of Fortune and we pronounce it wrong, would Pat not give us the prize?
I don't think so.
Really?
What about often?
Often?
Is that how you say often?
Yeah, I think so.
How often do you do it? I do not pronounce the T.
What?
How often do you go there?
I don't know.
Often. Say it.
I say often.
No, I think I say the T.
It's correct pronunciation? Often.
Nicole, do you say the T?
So he says it right.
Yeah.
How often?
Yeah, I say the T. How often?
How often? God, you guys speak the proper language, and I don't.
No, you're right. You're right. You're not supposed to say the T, according to this article.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Often. Often.
You guys are adding syllables and whatnot. By the way, there's a bunch of these. We should put the rest up on kiss951.com.
Oh, you know, I don't know about this one. You know, Aury?
Honory?
Aury? No. A-W-R-Y?
Well, use it in a sentence. Is there a sentence there?
A-W-R-Y? Aury.
Aury.
I didn't even know how to pronounce the word. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of hard if you can't see the words.
Yeah, like it's gone awry.
That's awry is correct. It's correct. Which I don't even know what that word. I've never used that word in a sentence in my entire life. Things have never gone awry.
All right. Well, we'll put the rest of those up on kiss951.com. I can't believe I thought I was saying all that stuff wrong.
No, I'm a little surprised that you say often correctly.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you do that?
Often.
I'm just lazy and don't want to add another syllable, quite honestly.
believe me,
it's not because I'm doing it the right way.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's pretty funny. The game was this weekend. Congratulations to the Panthers for winning. And a police officer out in front of the stadium who's directing traffic was dancing from CMPD. And her video's kind of gone viral.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it was on CBS this morning, showing her dancing outside. So, yeah, it's always nice to see the CMPD get some recognition for doing something great. And, by the way, I think they were a finalist for the best lip sync video, too. I don't know if they won or not.
I don't know, but they were like within like the top two.
Yeah. Yeah, they were up against like Dallas or something, another police department. All right, we need to hear from you guys. So get to us right now at 704-570-9595. You know that number by now. We need to hear, what is the strange thing you found in someone's bedroom? That's right. The strange thing you found in someone's bedroom, whether you were dating someone and went back to their house for the first time or back to their apartment. Guys, girls, you both can play. 704-570-9595. The strange thing you found inside someone's bedroom.
I could already tell you the strange thing in my parents' bedroom. It's the strangest thing. On top of the gun closet rack thing. Sitting on top of that is a cobra snake with its head up in the air, striking what appears to be some, it's not a squirrel, but it's some bigger rat-looking thing.
Like some varmint?
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
I don't know. I don't know where Dad got it, but he's so dang proud of it.
Is it taxidermied? Or
yeah,
is
it's
it
all
like...
taxidermied, yeah. I don't know how much of it's real and how much of it's fake, but it's a snake. It's like a cobra, a white snake with its head sticking up, striking at this animal.
That's so strange.
And like the leg is wrapped around the other part of the, it's a whole thing. Sitting right on top of the gun. Like you look at that on top of the gun rack and you're like, don't mess with these people.
things that make your bedroom unsexy. Family pictures.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't want to do the business with little Johnny looking at you. you know.
Okay.
Things that make your bedroom unsexy. Phones that are staying on. Like, in other words, if you're sitting there and you're checking text messages or you're taking your phone to bed with you.
I've always heard you shouldn't have a television in your room.
That's not on this list, according to the Huffington Post. But what is on the list is not having your dog in the room.
Hmm.
Dog hair, dog bed, all of it unsexy.
Okay.
Same with the kids. Don't let your kids sleep in the bed. That's also unsexy. Working in the bedroom. Leave the bedroom for one thing, sexy time or sleeping, they say.
Hmm.
And then the last one, this one is strange. I don't know where HuffPost got this from. But we're talking about the unsexy things in your bedroom. It is left X's lefts leftovers. So it's like anything that you have, if you're bringing someone back to the crib for the first time, don't leave anything of the X's laying around that that person might say, that's weird. Why is there a pair of women's shoes on
the
floor?
Yeah, that is strange. That's really strange.
I know. But I don't know if like somebody, like, you know, sometimes the Huffington Post will ask people, like, what did you see when you went into someone's bedroom?
Yeah.
But we want to know from you guys, what's the strange thing that you found in someone's bedroom?
All right, let's bring in Anonymous from Pageland. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
I clean houses for a living, and I went into this person's bedroom, and there were literally holes cut out in the mattress, and she slept in the holes in the mattress.
Like for the girls?
No, for her. For the grown woman.
No, but like for her girls, like maybe her,
like two
maybe
holes?
She, yeah, maybe she had no. really large girls that she needed if she wanted to sleep on her stomach.
I don't know, but that was the strangest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I took the sheets off and there were holes cut in the mattress, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, you know what that's for. Roy's grandmama would put money in the mattress, right?
You know, she would have money everywhere, behind picture frames.
I was like, okay, whatever.
That is quite strange.
Thanks, Anonymous. Maybe it was for hiding money or something.
Maybe, yeah. My grandmother didn't trust the banks.
Here's another person who owned a cleaning business. Who knew this was going to be the big question for them? Good morning, Anonymous.
Hi, yes. So my mom used to own a cleaning business. And when I was younger, I would go with her during the summers when I was out of school and just kind of help or sit down on the couch and basically not have to have a babysitter. And I was helping her dust, and I opened up a drawer, and I saw a banana hammock. And this man was in his 50s, maybe early 60s, and a bachelor all of life.
Yeah,
and
that screams 50-year-old bachelor.
What is that?
Mom, what is this?
And my mom had to tell me, we went to another room, and she had to tell me that he used to be a male stripper.
Whoa.
Good times.
For Chippendales, and he saved some memorabilia.
There you go.
All right. Like, now come over here and scrub your hands.
Yeah. By the way, I like that Anonymous just happened to go through the drawer.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be sitting on the couch watching TV.
She was helping dust.
Organizing.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Yes.
All right. This is Carly in Waxhaw. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So the Huffington Post said these are the things that are making your bedroom unsexy, like letting your kids sleep with you, pictures on the wall of your family, you know, just things like that. They're trying to make your bedroom a little sexier for you. What'd you find?
My husband and I had just started dating, and somehow it came up after a while that our bed that we sleep on was his parents' for like 20-something years.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you supposed to throw mattresses away after a while?
Yes, like 10 years.
Was it comfortable?
No, it was awful, but I was just super grossed out by the fact that his parents had been in it.
Yeah.
You're like, you were conceived on this bed. We need to throw this out.
And like, get this, I'd be even like that, like with the room. My dad bought the house that he grew up in from his parents. I don't know if I'd be able to move furniture in the same master bedroom I know my parents moved furniture in. Even that would creep me out.
Yep.
Just to know that.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, Roy.
I would get a different bedroom.
How long has it been?
I would get a different bedroom.
Raise your hand if you move furniture in your parents' bedroom. Just me?
You.
Nicole?
What?
Just me?
Hang on. No. On the sheets?
Yeah. What do you think? On the comforter? Dude.
In the bed?
Yeah, man. I lived at home. What was I going to do?
Dude, go in your room.
I had a single.
So? I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Did you wash the sheets after?
I don't know. Probably
you
not.
I did laundry. No.
What's
he
wrong
left,
with
closed the door, and pretended like nothing happened if I know old Manny.
Oh.